Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit. What is entertain? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs.
What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant. No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
Do you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
What a douchebag fucking show. The one guy's not funny and the other one's laughing at all the unfunny shit he's saying.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? It's the Conti and Kenny Show once again. Sorry for the musica. Let me just bring it down a little bit more.
July 21st, 2014.
I am Joe Conti.
And I'm not.
And you're not. And that's Kenny Michaels, of course. And this is like the eighth hour of radio I've done today.
Yes.
That's fantastic. The phone number, of course, if you'd like to call in and put your two cents into the show, is 240 442.
Shouldn't it be inflation on 2 cents now?
What is that?
Shouldn't it be any inflation on put your 2 cents in?
Yeah, it should be a little more, right?
I think that's one of my old.
Put your 68 cents in.
Yeah, put your half dollar in.
Put your half a buck in. Put your Kennedy coin in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So if you want to join us, it's the phone number. 240-442-2635.
Well, if you're putting your 2 cents in, it should be Clifton 119.
Yeah. or if you, it's easier to remember, 240-HI-CNK. And if you want to go Skype, it's NPN Studios. And the easiest thing, go in the chat room, morelikeradio.com/live. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Follow us on Twitter at CNK Show. And also subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Shorts. Done. Okay. And thank you. Good night. That's our show. I can you hear my voice? It's just a little scratchy.
It's a little.
That's because on the way up here, right through the tolls at 142, I was trying to, because I was going through traffic, but I was moving fast enough that I really didn't want to type anything in. And I wanted to just put on the our Twitter page, like, hey, on the Conti and Kenny page, like, hey, we'll be live tonight, 7 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, you know what? I don't even think I'm going to do all that. Let me just text Brent. And I'll just, hey, buddy, can you put all that up? And I would do the text thing where you talk into the, and it would just hit. And then as soon as I say a word, it would stop. It was just there's some sort of weird thing. I screamed the word fuck in my car. So loud. Like, if I had my windows down and somebody heard me, they would be like, that's a crazy person right
there. Or if both your windows were up, both cars, and you heard the person. Have you ever done that where someone, like,
no, but I seen a guy behind me freaking out, like, screaming.
Or right next to, like, a stoplight, and he's arguing with his wife, and you can hear it through.
A little bit through the glass.
Like, oof. She's getting pummeled in a minute.
That's a problem. Yeah. Or she's signing papers, and then he gets pummeled.
Then once they get to the Walmart parking lot, he's just going to bash her skull in.
Yeah, I was just frustrated today. I don't know. I don't really understand why. I don't know. I had a good day of doing the radio down there.
Okay, well let's put all that aside for a second.
Yes.
Look at your baby face.
What happened? What
look
do you mean?
Look at you, and you have both cameras on. You narcissistic fuck.
Do I really?
Yeah. Look.
Hold on
look
a second.
Up.
Oh, there's only one camera.
Well, there's two pointing at you.
But the only one's working. This one's not working. We got to get Frank to fix that one.
That's okay. Don't worry
about it. You want to go in a chat and see what I look like with my flabby face?
We're keeping it right on that little mug of yours.
I didn't do that on purpose.
You know what, dude? I'm telling you, you probably look, I would say, 10 years younger.
Really?
Seven, 10 years. Easily. Seriously.
I think it happens most of the time when you don't have, because I had the gray things in the in the beard.
Yeah, and you would let it go sometimes.
Right. Now, you have to understand something. I have had hair on my face.
I think there's only been I might even be making it up. Since I've met you, maybe one time.
Maybe, right?
Maybe.
And when we meet, 2002?
I might just be imagining that. That's almost, you know, fucking 15 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, I'm not sure that I've seen you with just complete
okay,
shaving. Well, I've seen you with just a little goatee.
Of course.
Very light, you know?
The just a goatee on the bottom.
Yeah, and nothing long. It was
right. Or I would do, like, the little beard
thin,
thing.
Little thin on the bottom,
you know,
sure.
The little chin strap thing or just the thing on the chin. But I have...
Right now, you got Britney Spears snatch face.
Well, I got to tell you... I did it yesterday, and yesterday was my nephew's birthday, and we had to go to the birthday party, so we were up, we were doing some stuff, and I said, all right, I'm going to take a shower, and before I took a shower, I had to shave, because my face was scruffy, and I was just doing it, and I don't know what happened, but I was just sitting there, and I just said,
take it off.
I'm taking it off.
It wasn't a mistake.
No, it wasn't
a
mistake.
You just kept going.
No, but I was shaving. But I was using the little buzzer thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you could use the trimmer.
Sure.
And I'm just buzzing away. And I'm doing the whole thing. I got the whole thing done. Now I just got to take my razor and just, because it's still a little scruffy in the spots that I did it.
Yeah.
And I just stopped, and I went, and it all started coming off, all of it. And now, if you didn't know, I had just the thing on the chin, but it was hanging down. I'm not sure if this is funny.
Isolate that. I just had it on the chin.
I just took it on the chin.
And it was hanging down.
Yeah. And it was probably about, what, 4 inches long? It was pretty long.
I was thinking scrotum the whole way. That's why I was laughing.
And
sorry. It's childish.
So I just, and it all started coming off. And my girlfriend was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking it off.
Oh, there you go. Brent just put your picture in there. Hey, doesn't he look younger?
Let me see.
There you go.
Oh wow! Okay.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you exactly what this is.
Because I think I know what it is.
Yes. There's two reasons.
I think I know why. Subconsciously, I did it.
Okay.
And I'll see if you're right.
All right. There's two reasons. One, something drastically bad has happened to you, and you want to change. You want to say, you know what? I want to start over. Right? And that happens. That happened to me when I got in a big mess, and all, you know, I had hair all down here. I shaved it all off, cut my hair real short, you know, changed everything because it was a traumatic experience. The other one is that you're actually feeling pretty good. You feel good. There's something happening, and you're like, let's see what's happening, you know.
I think subconsciously, because at least up until the last 3 years or so, I always had, you know, it on my face because I liked it, you know. But in the last few years, I make sure I've been keeping it because of all the weight that I put on. I said, this keeps it all going.
Yeah, right.
I think this is subconsciously me saying, I'm on my way.
Exactly.
Now, and I'm like, you know what? You're going to see my face now because it's getting it's going to continue to get thinner.
I knew it.
So I think subconsciously, yes.
Yeah, it's the second one.
And plus
one.
There was a lot of gray in it. There was some strands of gray, like some Pischettis and stuff. But I think I said, I'm confident enough now to know that I took it off.
Exactly.
Dude, let me tell you something. When I first shaved it off and I looked in the mirror, I thought my face was deformed. In my eyes, this bottom part here, it looked deformed.
I thought
I looked like a bullfrog.
Remember, everyone listening around the country, in New Jersey, we call it a mirror. It's an M-I-R-R-A.
Oh, mirror.
It's a mirror.
Mirror.
I say mirror.
Mirror, yeah.
It's a mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to understand something. I have had one form or another of hair on my face constantly. I don't even know. Put it this way. When I got the job, I've been at the same job since 1997. Most people who listen to the show know the type of work I do, part-time. And when I first got there, I had to shave my goatee. But I was like 27, 28, and I would grow a goatee, take it off, play around. But because at the time, the protocol for the company was you had to wear facial hair the way cops do. You can wear a stupid Freddie Mercury mustache or just, and it could come down just a little bit.
Oh, that was hot back then.
So what I would do was Sunday night, I would shave. So at work, I go into work Monday and clean shaven, and I would let my facial hair grow all week. You know, I don't grow crazy fast, but by Thursday, I got like a big scruff. I look like House, you know? Then on Thursday night or Friday morning, I would trim off the sides, and I got my little goatee for the weekend.
For the weekend.
Because I go out, and of course, girls want to blow me because I have a goatee, because that's what happens.
Your weekend face salad.
And I would do that. But in like 2000, my company, two employees sued the company, saying that they were two Rastafarian guys, and they sued the company because they said, look, we need to be able to grow our hair long and facial hair for religious purposes, for our religion.
Sure, even Sikhs and Muslim and sure, okay.
So the company said, no problem. They settled.
Pussies.
And exactly. And they settled, and then they changed the protocol. So around 2000, 2001, I was able...
Right before the biggest Muslim terrorist attack.
Yes, I was able to started growing goatees. And I remember in March of 2001. I didn't have any facial hair because I went on a cruise with my girlfriend at the time, and there were pictures of me without. But I think I did it for the trip.
Sure. Okay.
But, dude, every picture of me everywhere. So, basically, from around, you know, 2000, 2001 till now, I have had facial hair.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the kicker. Yesterday, it's my nephew's birthday. So, we go to my nephew's house. All my aunts, uncles, my mother, my father, my brother. My sister wasn't there. She couldn't make it. The three of them were there. Not one of them said a fucking word.
Really?
Didn't even notice.
I would have thought your mother would have went nuts.
So, dude, I picked my mother up.
Oh, Joseph, but it's a great...
Oh, you're looking so handsome.
You look so handsome.
You look handsome in your face. I can see.
Your father, it's about a time. I've been trying to get that.
Oh, you're just looking like one of them goddamn Muslim the telephonists or whatever they are. They go around and they light firecrackers all over the place. And they blow up a library in the building. The son of a bitch. Hey, you finally look like... You look like a man now. Not looking like a dog. You son of... You know, you try to look so tough. You're not so tough. Shave your face and beat the pussy that you are. Because you don't find nobody. Oh, you got him a big shoulder. Everybody think you're a big man. You're smart. You think you're funny. Everybody think you're tough. You're not tough. I smack you around it when you're 12 years old. Hit you with him a belt. But, so finally Beverly goes to my mother and she goes, do you not, and she goes, do you not notice with Joseph? And my mother goes, he lost the weight. She goes, no, besides that, because I dropped a little bit of weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could see it. You could see it in your face. Without the, yeah.
She goes,
even more without the beard.
He lost weight. And then my mother, and Beverly goes, no. She goes, oh, he got him a haircut. Yeah, yeah. No, I trimmed the hair on my fat face. And then she, all of a sudden, like she saw Jesus on a fucking French toast. She was like, oh, you look so... Oh, really? Now I look nice?
That's fucking hilarious. That, you know what I mean? That goes so much deeper than facial hair.
It does. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I'm always supposed to be the favorite, you know? Like, oh, if Joseph's not... I'm the fuck-up. I'm the black sheep of the family, but I'm the favorite because I keep the... I'm the glue that keeps the family...
Yes, right,
because
right.
I keep it light, and he's always joking. But the moment anything happens, and I make a change, a drastic change in my appearance, that it's not, hey, listen, if you see me every day and I drop 50 pounds in 6 months, I get it, you know, like, yeah, you look different, but you've seen me every, you know, whatever it is, once a week, every 2 weeks, and I've had this fucking facial hair the whole time, and I shave it all off. But you know who noticed? You know, it's funny, I go to my sister-in-law, she's pregnant. Right?
Right.
They had the party for my nephew, and then they had the announcement during the party.
What is it?
My brother.
Yeah,
he's having
a
third kid.
Yeah, yeah. He's almost
it's going to be a boy.
Right, but it's
No. It's probably another 7 months.
Is it really?
Months. Yeah.
Oh, man. Did I know that?
Yeah, so he's having another boy. But so, like, at the end of the night, I go, hey, Martha, I said, you're another one. You didn't notice that I got this? She goes, oh, I did. I'm like, well, what happened? She goes, I noticed right away. I was going to say something to you as soon as I noticed, but I had to go vomit. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the hell? Is that how it looks?
Is that my fault?
She's in morning sickness.
Yeah.
So she said she noticed and she had... I'm like, thanks. You're like, I saw your face and I had to run and vomit. Thank you, dear.
I saw your new look.
New look. It made me sick. And then I thought, I hate your brother for getting me pregnant. It's just...
He keeps dumping it into me, and I told him to stop after two. We have a good life. It's over with.
That's not really true. All right, but anyway, it was...
But how long did it take when I noticed? How long was it?
Dude, I walk in the studio...
You didn't even...
All right, here we go. I walked in the studio. I got here like 6:58 exactly. Because I had to come from Levy's, you know. Mondays are an absolute nightmare. If you enjoy me right now, how wound up and pissed off I am, this is going to be me every Monday night. I walk in, and Kenny Because I had told him, I said, dude, I might get him right on time. If you can go over to the computer or get Frank to kind of get everything set up. I walk in the studio, and I look at Kenny, and I go, look at you in the captain's chair, because he was sitting in my chair. And I go, look at you in the captain's chair. And you go, look at you with no hair. Yeah. And I go, we rhymed.
We rhymed.
No, you go, look at you with no facial hair. The first thing out of Kenny's mouth, my partner of 9 years, my radio partner, my pal. First thing out of his mouth, he noticed.
Right
my
away.
My fucking scumbag family, nothing.
Then he started blowing out candles before anyone noticed.
I'm like, did you notice anything? Hey, you're late. Yeah, really? Is that what you noticed, you fuck?
Yeah.
But Kenny, instantly, I look, hey, look at you in a captain's chair. Look at you with no facial hair. I like greens and eggs and ham. And you look like my friend Sam. We could have rhymed for a month.
But you really do. You look younger. You look younger.
Beverly's been busting my balls about it.
Does
but she
want
really
you
likes
to,
she
wanted
likes
you
it.
To try it, or she's been
no, no,
busting
no.
that she did
bust,
it.
She's having fun with me.
Yeah.
Going, hey, look at him. You know what I mean? But she texted me before and said, you know, all joking aside, I really like it.
If she starts, you know, if she starts taking away the snatchola, then you just
then put, I'll know.
You'll go a little bit back.
We had sex like 20 minutes before I shaved. And was it 20? Yeah, yeah. It was like right before
right
I changed.
Before the shower, a little wake up.
Well, it was yeah.
Morning delight.
I was fired up yesterday morning. It was intense and extremely quick. You don't blink on that one, Chief. I think she blinked once and she missed it. Yeah. I think she missed it. She blinked, and it was like, did we have sex? I'm like, I sure did.
I didn't think you were going to say an extremely quick. I thought you were going somewhere else.
No.
It was intense. Like,
it was really
You know
fast.
One of the morning ones that are just like more...
This was just me. I was really horned up, and I was like...
It just had
I'm
to be
gonna,
done.
I had to show her who's boss. But she said she really... She does like it.
Yeah.
She likes it. And I see it in my face. You know, it's... But, dude, you have to realize, I have not... I haven't seen this chin. In about 13 years. This here, right underneath here, this spot, I haven't seen it.
Right.
It's been covered with hair. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I forget that I don't have it. I'm like, yeah, I don't look like Taz anymore. I don't look too tough. I better watch my mouth. I better watch
it. Softly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hello, sir. How are you? So, it was...
Well,
nice.
Here it is. Do you want the toughness factor, or do you want to look 38?
Yeah, and
you
also
know, or 35,
or it's more. It keeps me motivated to keep the, you know, the weight loss going.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely, 100%. So I actually I haven't shaved in a couple of days. It doesn't work. I can't do it.
You're not meant to have facial hair.
I'm not meant to.
No.
I got
and
I
in fact,
dirt.
I think you would with facial hair, you would probably look weird.
I used
literally
to have,
weird.
I used to have just a little thing, no mustache, just a little, not a soul patch.
I remember seeing the little scruffy thing,
yeah.
The little Popeye thing.
Just for you know maybe 2 years, 3 years or something like that.
I remember that.
And then I said, it doesn't work really because it doesn't match. It's just pale white honky and then brown
pale
weird
white
hair.
Honky.
Yeah. It just it doesn't work. I can't do that. I can't do that. What you call 5 o'clock shadow Hollywood kind of scruffiness?
Oh, like Greg, like House.
Whoever. Scruff. Yeah, you just get the sexy
George
scruff.
Michael thing. Yeah,
not
yeah,
gonna
it
happen.
Stinks.
Yeah, I got the boy George mascara complexion. That's what I could do.
You do.
You
want
to? I can look kabuki.
Yeah, you look like drawing a Manila paper. You know.
Well, not today. I got.
Yeah, you got a little.
Little sun kissed. Yeah, all weekend. Yeah, all weekend.
Where'd you go?
You just ran in. Do you want to take like a 2 minute break real quick? And you're okay?
Good.
Okay.
No, I'm
all
good.
Because you ran into the toilet and whatnot, and
no,
right.
I had to evacuate, and then, but I feel good.
All right, good, yeah. Good. Well, excuse me. I'm going to be doing again. I have to apologize because I was out in the field. I played soccer dad all weekend.
Really, with your nieces?
All weekend.
Oh, did you get crazy?
What do you mean? Did I
like crazy as a soccer dad like a
fucking by yeah all right so
oh boy
my sister last week she tells me you know we're hanging out and stuff and I go and see my niece play you know it's I'm trying to fill all this stuff in now that you know because I don't have much time left where I can see them You know, they're off from school. I can go see them their game.
You can do whatever, yeah,
whatever
exactly.
It is during the week. That's gonna be ending soon.
Right,
so I'm trying to fill it all in. And whatchamacallit? And it's really, really cool. So my sister's like, yeah, we'll help out. And, you know, we've got to do the snack bar and the whole thing for a 2-day tournament with towns all over the place as far as Monroe, New York. They're all coming down. And I go, well, you know, I'll help run the kitchen. I've been doing that for many years. I'll do the whole, you know, let me know. So we proceed to go down there. I'll make the long story even longer. I'm there the first 7 o'clock in the morning. You got to be there 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, are you shitting me? It's a Saturday. No, you got to be there 7 o'clock. We got to fix everything up. All the teams are coming. We got to get the food and the whole shit. 7 o'clock in the morning, I show up. Not even hungover. I went to bed early-ish because I wanted to wake up.
Okay.
I got my put on. They gave me a shirt that said South Plainfield Ponytail Tournament.
Nice.
The whole thing. Went in there, ran the kitchen. Everyone's like, dude, you can't leave. Please don't leave. Because they didn't know what the fuck they
were. Oh, so you helped them get everything going.
They didn't know what the hell they were
doing. You took all of your skills.
And put it in.
The only thing you didn't do was go up and do 20 minutes of stand-up, you know, at halftime.
Which they tried to do.
They tried to go.
The ceremony,
no,
I was
right.
Like...
that's a disaster in the making.
So first morning, I'm sitting there and I'm doing all the food. I'm like, all right, we'll get everything ready. Didn't even really have time to. I went and coached after the second game. Took the girls out for outfield practice. Gave my little expertise. Did a little batting cage stuff.
Oh,
helping
okay.
out the things. I was coaching
nice.
A little bit, you know, giving them my stuff, and they were awesome, and it did really well. My brother-in-law was like, "What the hell did you tell them?" Because they can't catch fly balls. I had a 5-minute meeting with him. And they were catching fly balls because they're scared. They think, oh, the ball's going to hurt.
Wait a minute. I thought you said soccer.
No, softball. Softball.
You said soccer.
No, I said softball, Mom. Dad. I did?
You said soccer, Dad.
Oh, did I say soccer, Dad?
Okay, softball.
Softball, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Softball, Dad. I don't want to fucking go to soccer.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait a minute. What are you talking
about? I couldn't give two shits about their
soccer. Yeah, that's why I'm like, what do you know about soccer?
Yeah.
Softball. Because Kenny is a baseball guy. Kenny has played semi-pro baseball. I don't know if you weren't like an alcoholic, you probably could have done something with your skills, right?
No.
Your shoulder.
If I didn't do acid in high school, I would have. I would have at least made it to like single A. I would have made it to the minors.
That would have been cool.
Or I would have played at a good college. That way.
Okay.
Would have been a little tiny second.
And your shoulder. You hurt your shoulder too.
No, that's why I retired because I threw that motherfucker out.
Gotcha.
2 years ago, and I'm not going to get it checked.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Something there is bad.
Okay.
So I retired from that one, but I'm going back. I'm going to wait till I'm 40 and go over 40 league.
Okay, cool.
Where I will be the young 40.
Yes.
And all the old guys that are 50 and 55, yeah. I'll just wreck shop.
You're going to be the Ray Liotta of Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
I forgot which one he was.
Shula Show,
yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're going and doing... You're shagging fly balls. You're doing...
I'm cooking. I'm setting everybody up. The one guy, they're sitting there. It's like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and they have one of them hot dog rollers. Right?
Oh, yeah, like you see in 7-Eleven or
exactly.
something.
Exactly, same yeah. kind of a thing, okay. Big thing. I loaded the whole thing up with hot dogs, and I'm like, yeah, just let them spin. I come back like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, and there's no hot dogs on the thing. And the guy who was in there, and I'm like, where'd all the hot dogs go? It's only noon on the first day. We didn't sell 60 hot dogs. He goes, well, I don't know. You go look behind. They all rolled off.
Fucking idiots.
I guess they stuck or whatever.
Was it like the guy in The Price is Right? And then he just all the way up the thing and then right off the cliff, fucking dropping hot dogs.
Yeah, 40
I'm surprised
hot dogs.
Joey Chestnuts didn't pick him up with his balls. What a fucking pig that
Kobayashi's
guy.
Kobayashi's nightmare.
Yeah, exactly, fucking slobs.
The whole point of the story is. I'm working on everything, getting everything set up, coaching on, this is Saturday, late Saturday afternoon when all the games are over, now they have the brackets and they're going to come back Sunday. The girls are winning, okay? And I'm watching my niece play. She's
cool.
Hitting some shots and
now, how old
stuff.
Is this one?
It's 11.
Okay.
But the whole time, I'm with the 9-year-old. She's hanging around, just running around.
Is that
She's,
the baby?
Yeah, the baby, yeah.
She's
yeah.
9 now?
9 now, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Bianca, right?
Gianna.
Gianna,
yeah,
right.
Lean is the older one, and Gianna's the younger one. But
there's three of them, right?
No, just the two. Just the two.
Oh, I thought there was three. Okay.
Yeah.
11 and 9.
11 and
okay.
9. And wow. She's wearing flip-flops. She's stubbing her toes. She's got dirt all over a typical kid at a baseball car at a baseball play all day long.
Awesome.
Hanging out with her.
Great.
Around when 4 o'clock hits, we start cracking a couple of beers as we're cleaning up and whatnot. And I'm liking the games. Now, I've always said, I don't know, I've been to these things before, and I'm like, these guys are just way too into it. You know what I mean?
What, like the dads?
The dads and the moms and the people, and they've got all the stuff, and either tournament. I'm like, I don't know about this kid thing. I don't know if I could be. When I was a kid, I loved it.
Of course.
It was all ball. You know, it was all baseball.
Trying to figure out how you would be. And I'm kind of subbing in as a parent. Like, yeah, I had to sub in and hold my nephew's pee-pee while he peed.
Exactly,
And I pulled the daddy thing.
The little sub things, but now it becomes a subculture where this is all of the, this is all they know. Yeah. And when, like, me and my sister Tiffany, when we go and hang out with them, we're kind of on the outsiders because all they do is talk about league politics and politics of the town they all
and
live in.
Nothing
and
to
teachers.
You.
And
you're like, who gives a shit?
We couldn't.
I have no kids.
And we couldn't. We don't live in a town. We couldn't care less. So I figured, you know, I'm just going to help out and do my thing. I won't get into it. Mid-afternoon, they start going on a roll. They win two games, lose one the first day. They win the first two, and they get into the championship. I turned in to a fucking soccer game.
Oh, no.
I mean...
You said soccer again.
Softball. I'm used to saying soccer mom, not softball mom.
Right.
Because nobody does softball
mom. Yeah, nobody calls softball mom, right.
Softball dad. The whole thing. I'm running.
Did you turn into the other coach from Bad News Bears, the one with the mustache? Did you turn into him?
No,
Did you kick your niece in the ass on the pitcher's mound in front of everybody because she threw a ball?
I turned into a softball mom. I'm running and getting ice packs. I'm getting balls out of the thing. I'm putting cones in the parking lot big for the handicapped spots.
Nice.
I'm driving the tractor with the rake on the back, holding the hose, you know?
Wow.
Doing the entire thing, screaming and yelling at the championship game, and the one team from Chatham was like 3-0, powerhouse team.
Wow.
And we won 12-9.
Nice.
In the championship.
Jesus.
And then afterwards, it was a big party. We all hung out afterwards.
Was it, when you were done, were you like drained from all of the, you know, because you get emotional, not emotional, crying, but you're into it, you know?
Oh, no.
Roller coaster. And afterward, you're like, oh, wow, okay.
When I got home, one, I'm still battling the allergies and all the dust and whatnot today, but my feet were killing me. My back hurt. You know, I was sunburned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was totally worth it because I had a great time hanging out with the kids.
And when was it, Sunday?
It was Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday.
Whole weekend.
Wow.
7 o'clock in the morning every weekend. Wow. 7 o'clock till probably about 7 in the evening.
No shit.
Yeah. The whole entire day.
Wow.
Doing the things. Well, I went there the first day to volunteer the first day, and it wouldn't let me leave. I had to come back the second day. I was like, you can't leave. You have to come back because they were
clueless. Because you were so helpful.
They were clueless. Yeah.
Right.
So, and not clueless in a bad way. They just didn't know.
No, they didn't know.
And I knew the whole thing.
Yeah. You were the all-knowing.
Sure. I said, sure. But by the time midday Sunday, brainwashed. I mean, completely 100% all in.
Really? Yeah.
Today, or even last night, as I'm making some dinner, watching some TV, you decompress real quick.
Yeah.
You know, you take a shower, and I'm still like, I don't know if I could have kids, but I got whipped into the frenzy.
Yeah.
But you have to. I see all these people, and you have to do it. You know, like my brother-in-law is taking kids like off the street. He like, not off the street, but you know, telling neighborhood kids, go come play. He does free clinics that any kid could just show up in the neighborhood.
Right, these kids got the diseases?
No. Oh. It's a touching story.
Why?
You just teared?
Oh, I just teared. I was doing my impression of an Indian guy who's played by an Italian. Right? He saw fucking trashy white kids throwing garbage out of a 76 Pontiac Bonneville.
you just did your Denzel Washington glory impersonation. But he really gets all these kids from the neighborhood free clinics. He
That's
does it
great.
On his own time.
That's awesome.
Really great stories.
How many of the kids had cooties?
Exactly. But I stayed. Oh, the whole thing is that I got whipped up into it. I don't know if I'm. Who knows if I'm going to have kids? But you know, by the time I have kids and they're, you know, if I nail somebody tonight, I'm still going to be.
Well,
50.
I'm available. Yeah.
I'm still going to be 50 before they're any kind of a human.
Right.
You know. Because it takes them till at least 8-9 years old to be humans.
Yeah.
Where you could actually talk to them. And, you know, it's still 10 years from now.
But, do you, like, like, same thing happens with me. Like, you know, when I spend like a day with like my nephew, or even like, you know, just a couple of hours. Like last week, we babysitted my other nephew, my little blonde nephew, Vincenzo. Like during that time, it's so much fun, you know.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
You're just like, oh wow, this is great. And then, you know, by the time you're done, you're like, all right, where are they? And I want them to get this
towards at the
kid.
End. You're just like, I've had enough.
And I think it just wears out a little bit because, you know, you're not used to it, and they're not, you know, like the reason why you're there and pumped up, it's because they're your nieces, and it's like, you know, and I go nuts for my nephews, but I think.
And what you're going to
see... It wears off a little bit because they're not your kids.
And what you're going to see also is when they get older and Uncle Joe goes to the baseball games or the football games, you get about 15 seconds at a shot. And then they couldn't give two shits if you were there.
What do you mean, like 15 seconds?
15 seconds. When you first get there, Uncle Joe, hey! And they give you a hug and whatnot.
And that's it.
And they're gone. Then they're gone.
I'm already starting to get there when all these people are around.
Yeah. You're like, you go there. The only reason why you go there is to see the kids.
Of course.
And then you get the, hey, Uncle Joe, and then you're nothing.
Yeah, then he's
and
with
it's
their
not
friends.
Their fault. It's not their fault.
They're with their friends.
With their friends. There's so much input that's coming around,
yeah,
you know?
That's
but
a good
but
point.
Also, it's the other one, too, is, Uncle Joe, can I get that? Can I get that? Because they have like a merchandise cart with like the little berets with your name. You can make your own name beret and stuff.
Yeah.
Uncle Kenny, can I get that? Uncle Kenny, can I have an ice cream? Can I have a Gatorade? Can I have Italian? They have like an Italian ice truck. Little Italian ice truck there. Yeah, a kid by the end of the day, she's fucking hyper as shit. She's got type 2 diabetes. Her face is blue. And I'm broke. But of course, she's hanging out with five of her friends just running around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So she's like, can I even? Yeah, I want to give you an ice cream, but I'm not going to say no to the other kids.
Yeah.
So I rack up a $21 fucking, you know, every hour and 45 minutes.
That's tough.
$20 on fucking ice cream.
That's really tough because you don't want, you know, you can't say no to these kids.
No, I can't. It's a couple of bucks each. They're all playing around, you know. But it's that thing. You are the because at the you're going to see your brother and your sister-in-law are going to have spent so much money on these kids that they're going to tell the kids, "No, you're not getting a fucking ice cream."
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not because they're like they're depriving them. They're like you're not getting spoiled.
Yeah, I'm giving you so much shit.
Yeah. You know, every night they got a battle. Can I have this? Can I have that? Can I have this? Can I have that? No, 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 no. And I go, I can give it to them.
Yeah.
I can be the hero.
Exactly. I want them to love me.
I want them to love me.
That's like Gino Visconti's do a really funny bit about his niece.
Hey, Big A, isn't it?
Hey, Andrew, how are you, man? Gino Visconti's do a funny bit about his niece, who he loved, like, so much. And he always used to battle between him and her another relative.
I remember this.
Her aunt.
Yeah, I remember this.
And he said that, you know, the big one thing that she wanted was a puppy. And he talked to his brother, and his brother's like, Gino, you cannot get my daughter a puppy. You can't. So Gino, he's saying, he goes, I did the next best thing. I got her a puppy toy that like talks, and she loved it. And but Aunt Clara, or Aunt Clara, can I come up with a fucking more non-relevant name? Aunt Susan, what did she do? She got her a Barbie fucking house, a big huge house. So it's take care, Uncle Gino. Hello, Aunt fucking Aunt Claire, whatever. And he says, but you know what? The next year, I got her because you know what I got her? I got her a pony. And her pony's name is Aunt Susie's a cunt. And I butchered the whole thing. But it's that point. It's like you're battling for their affection.
Yeah.
And you're not buying their affection, but you know what I mean. It's the kid.
But you are a bit. There's a little bit.
But
you want them to know. You want, because you're not there. They know their parents love them no matter what.
Right.
But you're not there every night.
Exactly.
You know, putting them to bed. You know, they know you have unconditional love and you would die for any one of them. You know what I mean? You would take a bullet in the face if someone said, I'm going to break her legs in half, or you take a bullet to the chest. You're going, I'll give it a shot. hopefully it just misses.
Or maybe, at least can I wear a bulletproof vest?
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying.
It's the unconditional.
So you're doing it, not because you're trying to superficially buy their love. You're just like, I want to do anything for you.
Yeah, because I can.
And I want you. I want to show you how much I care about you.
Right, right,
and I
right.
love you. Yes.
And also, you know, growing up, you didn't come from big means. Neither did I.
Well, I never came from big loins.
We didn't have the chance to, you know, I came from, at one time, there was 8 kids in my house. There was 8 kids in my house at one time in the age when you need the most stuff. When you're, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old. So we couldn't get, you know, ice creams when we wanted. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't the depression, but you couldn't get it. It just wasn't there, you know? So I want these kids that have come from better means to know that, you know, I want to give them this stuff because it makes me feel good.
Right. But that's also how the parenting thing has gone over the generations. You know what I mean? The one generation always wants the next one to have it better than they did.
Right.
And then better than they did.
And all the
And eventually you're like, we hit a ceiling.
And all the stuff that I remember that my uncle did, all the fun before he died when I was 8 years old, I'll never forget. It almost forged my path, kind of a thing, you know, because of the memories of how much fun he was. And right. So if I croak tomorrow, I want them to sit there and go, Uncle Kenny was pretty cool. You know,
yeah.
he was an all right dude. I remember Uncle Kenny. And when they say their little prayers at night, they just say hi to me.
You're right.
As I'm watching, you know, that those kind of little things make me feel just as good as it would for them to have an ice cream and diabetes. You know,
you're absolutely right.
And a lot of things too is like my sister, who's the mother of the kids.
Right.
When she does stuff like that, she's completely engulfed. She's got a million different things, and it's not that she doesn't pay attention to her kids. She's just busy doing all of the kinds of stuff. So me and my sister step in. Lately, I have a little bit more than I have in the last 3 years. One of the reasons why I left the job, because I wasn't able to.
All right.
Hey, can you guys hear us? Hello?
We should be back. Sorry, we had a little bit of an issue. We're just gonna set up a couple of things here to try to get us back. That was a little scary, I'll have to say.
Can you hear us?
You should be hearing us now. So, anyway, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but
my weekend. We'll just finish. We were talking about kids and
yeah. But what we'll do is, I'm just going to get this back, and then we're going to come back. I'll end up...
Okay, Brent got it said. We're back. All right. We've just got to fix a few other little things. We had a massive... It looked like Conti got electrocuted.
Yeah, that was so weird.
He was screwing around with something. All of a sudden, I hear a big, giant... But loud, because you freaked... I couldn't hear it in my headphones, but I saw it in your face.
Dude, Colorado Dickhead said, it's God punishing them for talking about children too long.
Yeah, that's God's way of saying, enough.
Enough with the kid talk.
Someone's going to make a pedophile joke, and I don't want to hear it.
Oh, God, that's so funny. All right, you know what then?
Yeah, just hang out. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a few. We have to redo because I think we lost the first hour of the show.
Yeah.
But we're going to see if we have to find that right now. See if we have it. And then just a few other things we got to pop back on. And then we'll be right back. Just a couple minutes.
All right, we'll be right back. It's, you know.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, 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 God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that! Yes.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes. MoreLikeRadio.com or ContiAndKenny.com. And for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or ContiAndKenny.com. It's as simple as that. Enjoy Conti and Kenny. Enjoy the Conti and Kenny Show. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. It's... Oh, fuck. Who am I kidding? It's a load of fucking shit. Just listen to it. It's better when Johnny O's on. He's always funny. Here you go. This is how you listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. You can download the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio. Or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then listen to the last hour on contiandkenny.com. or on ConteyandKenny.com from 7 to 10 the whole night. You can hear that however you want, you know? It's just a load of bollocks. It's so convoluted you wouldn't believe. Why they can't just keep it simple? One click. That's all you need. One bloody click. Dopey bloody Guido.
I'm just a guy with a really cool voice, and you're listening to the Conte and Kenny Show.
Yes! I like it.
Fuck off.
All right, we had to come back, and I had to play something that was calming to the soul. But I was okay. I had such a just a weird day, and I came in here pissy, and then that happened, but I was okay with it.
Yeah, you feel a little better?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm a clean-cut guy.
Clean-cut comedian.
I am a
Now you're going to start doing the arms bit. Cruise ships.
You know what's weird? I was actually trying to call my mother. But for some reason in this thing here, it doesn't give us any...
We had a big power surge, but we're good. We're back.
You're checking out the Conte and Kenny Show. If you want to call us, it's 240-HI-CNK, which is 240-442-2635.
Yeah, Brent put it in the chat room, so...
I don't know how this is... I don't know how the Frankel figured out how the podcast will come out, because I think he has something that's recording the whole time.
The whole time.
So he'll probably take that. Maybe he'll edit out the us just sitting around chit-chatting.
What happened?
Hello, how are you?
Did you try that?
What's going on? Joe, that? Are you okay?
And what
hey,
you got?
I got hit by lightning. It knocked all the hair off my face.
There was a screen that pops up and says, warning, you're on a backup system. Hit the scroll lock button twice. So me and him are sitting there wondering where the hell the scroll lock button is.
Yeah.
And on the keyboard, there's one key that's covered in red tape.
Yeah, and that's the scroll lock button.
So we had to call Frank and ask him where the scroll lock button was.
But it ended up being a lot more than that. Frank uses magic and, you know, hit this and that and the other thing, and then bada boom, bada bing, and then it was all done.
Right. All right, do you want to do this real quick? And then we'll get into maybe calling your mother or something. Remember we talked about the commercials with the no strings, the whatever that cable provider is, the no strings, and the girlfriend comes in with the
father,
strings.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it's very creepy that? And funny.
And then the father comes in and he's like,
and he wants to fight him.
And he's like, she's like, stop laughing. And he's like, it tickles.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of, it's not like there's nothing suggestive about it, nothing weird. It's just kind of weird, kind of freaky.
There's a weird type of, it's eerie. It's definitely eerie because.
Right.
Like when the girl is trying to, like, you know, get sexy.
Yeah, she's like, you like that?
Yeah.
And her robe flies off.
So
she's
it's
in a
like,
nightie.
He's like banging like a piece of wood, you know?
Geppetto.
So there's something weird about that. Yes.
And there's the other ones too, where the kid comes flying in. He's like, Dad, why do I have strings? And he's like, well, you can, this is awesome.
Yes.
He's in a ceiling fan.
Yep.
Just kind of awkward. There's some commercials that I like, some commercials that are really stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Most of them.
You know, kids crying and starving kids in Africa, and they're trying to sell a Hyundai. You know, it's shit that doesn't make any sense.
I think one of the best commercials I ever saw, and it was on one of those shows where they show, like, the best commercials of the year.
Okay.
And this was in, like, Switzerland.
A lot of them are foreign.
Yeah, and they show this guy, and he's just a regular, he's a dude, and he's just, he's shopping, apparently, with his little, like, 3 or 4 year old son. You know, like, you know, food shopping. And the kid is just out of his mind. He's screaming, he's yelling, he's crying, he's hitting things, and the father is just like, you know, whatever, and he's almost like he's numb to it, but he realizes what's going on, and you just hear him screaming, the kid's yelling, and then it just went Trojan condoms. Maybe you should have. Something to that effect. And it was fantastic.
There was
what a great, yeah. great commercial.
Anybody in the chat room, if you have a couple of them, that just list them, and then we'll maybe see if they can translate on the interweb. But this weekend, my little niece, 9 years old, her and her friend wanted to sing the national anthem. Someone told them, not in the morning, just midday, because they have the PA system set up.
Right.
Someone was like, you could sing the national anthem. And they're like, well, you can't do it right now. The two girls crying. And I'm like, gee, what's the matter? What happened? She got hurt. She's like, they told us we can't sing the national anthem today. And this, we are really disappointed because it was on our bucket list. I'm like, you're nine. You don't have a bucket list. Reevaluate your bucket list when you hit your 20s. You know what I mean? But they were crying. Everyone's like, what happened? What happened? We couldn't sing the national anthem before the game in the middle of the day. And we really wanted to. And it was on our bucket list. Like, you don't know what a bucket list stands for. All right? You're nine. But, yeah, so if you want to pop me up on this one, this is for, and Brent will probably win. Oh, we got to go?
No, I was just testing it to see if it worked. Okay, it does work, but I can't seem to dial out.
I'm going to show you this one.
You potted up here?
Yeah, I'm potted up. You just got to pop me in.
Click it and see if there's a commercial first.
Okay. I'm sure there is. No, actually there isn't.
Okay.
Look at that. This is for the new GE has a thing called Eros, A-R-O-S.
Okay, I've heard of it. What is it?
What it is, the commercial is for Quirky.com. It's basically your inventions go to this guy, and this guy helps you produce your invention. But, like, not the Jipsu or, you know, the...
No, if you come up with a really cool
ShamWow,
invention.
This is
technology. Or like a reusable condom you just throw in a dishwasher and then use it again. No, you wouldn't want to do that? I thought of that. I thought it'd be a good idea. My fault.
Sure. So here's the commercial. Let me. You can see it, right? Let's see if this freaks you out a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Just tell me. All right.
You can pop me on.
You are popped on.
All right.
This is Garth and Leslie, a regular guy who invented Eros, a very smart air conditioner that learns your habits to save you money. This is Ben Kaufman, the CEO of Quirky. He's rubbing Garthen's regular guy feet because Garthen is far more important than Ben. At Quirky, real people invent all of our products. Ben just runs the company. Introducing Eros from Quirky and GE. Products invented by real people like you.
What
was happening?
It's this middle-aged black guy laying on a couch with his feet on a coffee table, and this young Jersey Shore Guido kid, who I guess owns the company, runs the company, is massaging his big, giant Shaquille O'Neal Wilt Chamberlain feet. He's just sitting there sucking on a sweet tea, with a weird look in his eye.
Yeah, and it's not like a sexual look, but it's almost like, that's right, bitch. You rub my feet.
Something weird. Let's. It's only 30 seconds, but...
This is Garth and Leslie, a regular guy who invented Eros, a very smart air conditioner that learns your habits to save you money. This is Ben Kaufman, the CEO of Quirky. He's rubbing Garthen's regular guy feet because Garthen is far more important than Ben. At Quirky, real people invent all of our products. Ben just runs the company. Introducing Eros.
Oh, I see what
it is. I understand what it's...
Yes, you understand, but it's definitely... Hey, listen, it got my attention.
Brent just put the strings.
Yeah, it looks like Lonnie Anderson in WKRP in Cincinnati.
I tell you, if I was a Japanese guy, you know, in Japan, this is probably a hit. They're probably going all over the place.
Hey, if I didn't have a girlfriend, I'd probably bang that fucking puppet.
So would I. Yeah, absolutely. You put a little fleshlight in between.
So in other words, you're the inventor, and you send your invention to Quirky, and they dial it up and they help you get it done. But the guy who owns Quirky is rubbing your feet because you're the important one.
Yeah, if you just YouTube Quirky commercial, it's the first one that pops up. It's 30 seconds long.
Definitely. It was definitely weird, man.
Weird.
He just had that.
Kind of weird.
Because it was very subtle. The commercial was, even though it was a 30-second commercial, it was very deliberate.
A little piano
very
playing.
Slow. And just sitting there, you got this guy just rubbing these big, huge canoes. And he's just rubbing them. And it was nothing gay or sexual about it. It was just weird. It's weird.
He's looking at him.
Because if it was just two gay dudes and it was a guy rubbing the other guy's feet because he loves him or he wants to, you know, get on his... Then you're like, all right, just two gay dudes, you know? Just let me know when they start. I'll turn my head. But it wasn't. It was like this weird power thing.
Yeah.
And he was an older black guy and a young, strapping white guy.
Yeah. It looks like an Italian dude.
And of course, there would be people going, yeah, that's the liberal...
The reparations. Reparations.
They always got to make us white guys. Shut up. It's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It's a weird, quirky.
There it is.
Commercial.
There he's got it. In the, go to morelikeradio.com/live.
It's just the liberal media trying to keep us white males down because we're the devil. Shut up.
But what you don't realize is that this honky, this Guido white dude, ripped this motherfucker off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With that invention.
This guy with the invention, he's got a really nice $300,000 house. And he probably still has to work during the week.
Yeah. But he totally ripped him off from his...
But he can go to Key West twice a year like
him. I'll put you in a commercial. I'll get your thing produced.
I'll even rub your feet.
It's like Shark Tank. You know that show Shark Tank? Have you watched that?
No.
It's a good show. It's a cool show.
I've heard, yeah.
It's like Mark Cuban, a couple other people from like QVC, the guy that did Echo. Not Echo. Fat Farm? No, not Fat Farm. That was Russell Simmons. One of them urban kind of outfit... clothing line things. They're businessmen.
Right.
So these people come up with their inventions and they're like, you know, I got this thing that makes bubbles that are, you know, antibacterial or some stupid shit. And they're like, well, what we're asking is $100,000 and you get 23% of our company.
Yeah, I've heard
about this.
And
then they go. And then a lot of the times there was a couple of them that were like, I'll give you $600,000. This is like Mark Cuban or somebody. I'll give you $600,000 and you leave the company. Because you're ruining, you don't know what you're doing. This is a good product. I'll give you 600 grand. You go invent something else. And then the guy was like, all right, well, 600 grand. Give me a 3, 4, 5%, 7% royalty. Which isn't it? You invent something. You give it to someone who has more more resources and everything.
Absolutely.
And then you just sit on your ass and collect 7% of however hundreds of millions of dollars it makes.
You're 100% right.
But they don't do that. You know, well, sometimes they do, but it's you know, it's some guy has, you know, mortgaged his entire family's houses and taken out giant loans to produce a wristband that, you know, tells your heartbeat, you know, to your doctor, you know, and then they try to go and rip him off. It's the same thing this guy's doing. FUBU. Is that FUBU? Yeah. Oh, that was Andrew.
That was that's FUBU?
FUBU, yeah. Okay. For you, by you.
I thought it was for you. I thought it was for us by us.
For us by us. Exactly.
Right. I think that's what it is. Right?
For you by
us. Supposed to be a black thing or something.
It was in our, but he's got a bunch of different businesses.
Oh, okay.
But you know, that's the same kind of a thing. It's the same guy. He's just sitting there. He's gonna go, all right, I'll take all your shit. Put you in a commercial. You'll be famous.
It's not bad.
You'll be viral. And now see, like, we're playing it.
Let me see. I wanted to just...
That guy's probably got a giant cock. See the size of his feet?
Yeah, it's kind of
those
large.
Those are at least 14s. And just look how he's rubbing it. He's almost rubbing it like a girl does a giant ding-dong on a blowjob.
That's way too big, right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
What in the hell is going on there?
Hold on.
I got something happening here.
Oh, it's... It's
Oh, is that Tracy Lords?
Yeah, and she's blowing bubbles out of her vege.
Oh, okay, but it's not.
I forget what movie that's from.
But it's a legitimate movie.
Yeah. See what Brent does? I said a bubble machine that's antibacterial. Soap.
And he's got Tracy Lords blowing bubbles out of her vagina.
Where to find that?
He's a fucking maniac. He's got real problems. He does.
And Marianne's in the chat, too.
Oh, hi, Marianne. Marianne from Daytime Divas,
sure.
Which is on after us at 9 o'clock. You want me to call? My mother called me twice while we're on the air.
What?
Should I call her real quick? See what this maniac wants?
Why not?
I can't call her from that. It looks like I'm going to be able to call her from Skype. Or not. Apparently.
Sorry, last Monday, I was getting a call from my mother on the air. So I call her afterwards, and she's like, "Oh shit, I forgot. I was just trying to. I was just wondering how to make shrimp." She's like, "Wait, what's a creative way to make shrimp?" Like, boil them. Get some dipping sauces. It's very simple.
Why am I not able to? You know, I can't. Yeah, this is just fucking.
You
want to
do it on a? You want to do it on a speakerphone? Put it up to the mic.
No, this is annoying. Like. This other thing, it's supposed to, we can take phone calls, and I used to be, I could dial.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. They did a big upgrade on Skype today.
No, so there might it's be a the few other thing. It's not even the Skype. It's the other thing. Like, I can't, with this, let me see. Oh, hold on. I think I got it. I think I might have it.
I'm watching Tracy Lords in the chat room.
How are,
and there's something really, really sexual about that I enjoy.
Really? Tracy Lords? Something sexual?
Yeah, it's just her face.
She was amazing when she was like 14. All right, here we go. See what this maniac wants. I'm calling my mother. It's a crazy person. See, she won't answer. You really, you're that important? You won't answer because you don't recognize the number? What do you think? What do you think? Hollywood's calling you? Let me call
Why don't you use a Pompeii area code for that Ginzo?
Pompeii.
Sorry, hey, I didn't mean to call your mom a Ginzo.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right. Hold on. That's hilarious, dude. Good Pompeii.
What do you think it is?
What?
Her calling you on a Monday. Forgetting it's
she
a Monday.
She needs something from me. She needs me to do her a favor. Something probably like she has to go somewhere 6 miles from her house, and she doesn't know how to get there. It'll be something like that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you cook shrimp?
Dude, if they made it where you had to pump your own gas in New Jersey, I would have to follow my mother to a gas station once a week.
She would never
and
know.
Pump her gas. She would not have... Hey, Ma.
Hello?
Ma.
Joe, are you?
We're on the air. We're doing a radio show. What's up?
Oh, my God. That's why I saw the number. I almost called back on the other line.
Okay, what's the matter? You called me twice. I'm on the air. What's up?
You hear about Jimmy Lucy?
What? What ended up happening?
It broke in. She broke up. She needs a... She needs to be in a hospital, and she needs a wire inside or something.
What is
she
it, her ankle? Is it her ankle?
Yeah.
Oh, that's another story.
Oh, I know.
Now, that stinks.
My Daniel aunt. Has insurance, right, for the house?
I don't know, but it looks like my aunt's going to be suing my brother.
Oh, really?
She broke her ankle leaving the house.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I fell twice. I fell twice, so I should have sued him twice.
No, you are, you already ruined his life, okay, Mom, by having him.
You never know. Maybe your aunt will do that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe, you know, he might have to help.
Where does he
bills.
Live? In the mountains? Would everybody fallen?
Nah, it's just a
cobblestone or something?
No, it's got those little...
A leveled. It's no good for the older people.
Oh, okay.
But it's got these, you know, like the square, and they're like, and you have to walk on the squares, and she, right off the step, she must have...
Right
yeah,
in between
probably
the
rolled
squares.
Her ankle. Okay. Yeah, leaving the birthday party yesterday.
Oh, that's a shame.
Thanks for noticing that I had no... hair on my face for the first time in 12 years, Ma. It was very nice of you.
I know. I was so nervous.
You were you were nervous. Yeah, she was at a party. She was nervous. Makes no sense what
Ms.
you
Scott,
just said.
Doesn't he look 10 years younger?
Yes.
Yeah, I told. As soon as he walked into the studio, I looked at him. I said, you look 10 years younger. He's losing
he
some pounds.
He looks handsome no matter what, with the beard or without beard.
Well, of course, I believe that also.
All right,
we have to ask. We have to ask Bev if yeah. she
I
does.
I know my little one, my 4 years old, the little baby. He said to me, "says Nonna, be careful you don't fall, okay?"
Afterwards, yeah, because that's really interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Where are you guys?
What?
Do a good show.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. No, no help from you.
Okay. Good nope. night.
All right. Bye.
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 She's just, yeah, because she's so self-absorbed. She's always about Lena. As much as you think it's always about me and the joke with Beverly
What's your mom's name?
Lena.
Angelina?
No, no, it's actually short for Rafaelina.
Rafaelina.
But your niece is Lena.
It's Angelina.
Angelina.
And then I have my my other aunt Lena.
Oh, you do have an aunt Lena. How do you spell it? L-I-N-A? My mother spells it L-E-N-A.
L-E-N-A, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my mother does.
Yeah, but we have aunt Lena and Angelina.
Is your aunt Lena a megalomaniac?
She's the typical Italian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gaudy jewelry all the fucking time. She's like Mr. T with a goatee.
She's been dead since the 80s. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, since like the mid to late 80s. But her and my grandmother hung out. They were cousins. And
it's odd. She's been dead since the 80s.
Yeah.
So is my brother's and her relationship. That's a good joke.
That was funny.
That's hilarious. I'm funny. goodness. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. Whatever. It's just been. Mondays are crazy now. Like,
you've been all over the place all week since last week.
Yeah, Thursday, last week. Then, yeah. Last week we went down 3 days to go do the Bob show, the recordings,
you didn't appreciate my phone call either.
What phone call?
About the deer.
Oh, when we were on our way down. So I'm with Stacy because I have to pick up Stacy to go down to Bob's when we do the other show, which is on every night from 9 to midnight on WILC. In Baltimore, D.C., 900 on your AM dial. And it's also on WUFC in Boston starting at 10. It goes from 10 to midnight there. Or you just go online and listen to it every night from 9 to midnight. Go to RevBobLevy.com for all the links.
And remember, on the 10s, we'll tell you about the new inventions.
Yes.
This week, ice cream. Next week, tires with inner tubes. No more wood. No more wood rims. All coming up on the same station. In between the eyes wide open show.
I think we're getting an Albany station that's going to be on shortwave. It's going to be fantastic. But the show's called Eyes Wide Open. Ears Wide. You got me saying it. Ears Wide Open with Bob Levy and Stacey Pressman. So Thursday, when we're on our way down, we have to go down an extra day.
And following Ears Wide Open, we're going to tell you how to make paper. It's a new thing. We don't have to cut so many trees down.
So me and Kenny were talking about something, and on my way down to pick her up, and then when she got in the car, you know, I figured, hey, you know what? You get to talk to her and meet Stacy.
Sure.
You know? And so Kenny, you know, I'm like, you know, on my way down, Stacy likes to talk. So do I. I was like, we're going to talk, you know, when we get down there, especially Mondays. It's like,
drive an hour or something, have a conversation.
We did like 2.5 shows, record, and then I got to come back, and then I come and do this show. So anyway, on the way down, Kenny's talking, and, you know, and we got you in the Bluetooth, so you're coming out of speakers. And
oh, yeah, my Bluetooth.
You get the Bluetooth going on. And I'm just like, you know, it's cool. Kenny and Stacey, you could chat a little
bit. Yeah, but you didn't mention where I'm like, am I in the Bluetooth? And you're like, yeah. So I started going, I'm all out of love.
Oh, yeah. You started singing.
I started singing. Because I was throughout the entire car.
And then afterwards, he goes, hey, pass the phone to Stacy. I want to talk to her. I'm like, you're in Bluetooth. You're on the speakers. What do I rip the dash and shove it to her head?
I did that. I knew I was on pass the phone to Stacy. You're on Bluetooth. Pass the phone anyway.
So Kenny's like, I got a really great story for you guys. Okay. We're sitting in somewhat traffic on the turnpike, and Kenny starts telling the most boring story about deer and children playing soccer.
Well, I got up really early. I got up really early, and I did run a bunch of errands, and there's all those kids in the backyard. You know, there's 300 kids, and I have deer that just walk around in the daytime, like rabid fucking coyotes. And then within, I don't know, 45 seconds of the conversation, I'm like, you guys really don't care, do you?
I was like, dude, it's bad enough I'm sitting there in traffic.
You know what? There was a different reason why I called you. I think I called you back, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
We finished the conversation, and I called you to tell you about the deer. Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Well, no, what happened was, as soon as you started singing, I hung up on you.
That's what it was, yeah. And then I was out by the fence, and I talked to the crowd that was walking the neighbor's
dog. He started singing like, I don't know, I think it was like...
I'm sailing away.
I figured you were like... I'm like, I don't know what you're bringing, like... Oh, hold on, we got a phone call. Hello?
Conte and Kenny Show.
Hi. We need toilet paper at home.
Thanks, honey. Glad you called the show to tell me that we need toilet paper at home.
That dude is better than texting. Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, what's up, sweetheart?
It's my lovely girlfriend, Beverly. Hello, honey. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Thanks. I'm just going to steal some toilet paper from the studio. I don't feel like stopping.
Steal some from Frank. We'll get some back to me.
Okay. Is that it?
No. Hold on a second.
Kenny wants to talk to you, Beverly. Hold on.
Yeah. What do you think of the fresh face, little baby face over here?
Oh, yeah. I kind of like it. I secretly have the hots for Uncle Fester. You didn't know that.
She keeps saying, oh, you kind of have an Uncle Fester look. I'm like, you keep saying that. Do you realize that's not a compliment?
Yeah, you're going to have a Natalie Holloway look.
Yeah.
Keep saying that shit.
Exactly. You're going to look like Chandra Levy's twin sister. All right. Because saying I look like Jackie Coogan is not a compliment, okay?
I find them very attractive.
Well, you're the one, okay?
This is a little bit of a personal question, mm-hmm. but when certain people are intimate and whatever, does the beard ever affect you in any negative ways? That now this nice little fresh face, a little butter on it?
Well, yeah, sometimes it does. It gets a little rough
right.
Sometimes. Yeah. So this, you know, we really haven't, you know, done anything since he's been naked like that. He's really naked now.
Yeah, but we had sex yesterday right before shaved.
Do your drapes match your pubes?
Yeah, but it was before you shaved, yeah.
Do what?
Do your drapes match your pubes? Are you going to
wear? Yeah,
yeah. You going to do the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't even see my pubes.
He's not very hairy down there.
Yeah, because it's all gone to his back.
It's coming out my nose. It's through my testicle. It comes out my nose.
It's going out of your nose and your ears.
It goes right through the capillaries, out the nose.
But, you know, I wish you good luck with the newfound youth. I told him, I said, you look so much younger. And not that I didn't mind the other Joe. But,
hey, you know what, Beverly? You know what happened? I walked in. I don't know if you were listening, but I walked in and Kenny was sitting... in my chair, like working on the computer, and I walked in like six.
No, stop lying.
Well, he was trying to get some stretch because he didn't know if I was going to get here until after 7. I walk in and I look at him and I go, "Look at you in the captain's chair." And Kenny goes, "Look at you with no facial hair." First thing out of his mouth, and we rhymed.
Kenny loves you. Kenny, not like your family.
Not like my family. Give two shits about me.
Detective Dan.
Yeah, my brother, the cop, the detective didn't notice, you know?
The deductive reasoning right out the window.
Yeah, unbelievable. They all like my girlfriend, but, you know, and you know what? My mother, she loves Beverly. She calls her daughter-in-law because she's basically her daughter-in-law.
Sure, sure.
But it was like...
Very sweet.
You know, like, yeah. But your daughter-in-law, she's wonderful, but your son...
Big changes.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Unbelievable. All right. All right, honey, anything else you need me to get that everybody needs to know?
No, I'm making chicken. And I had to keep it so he didn't give it away to all his friends. And I made a little sauce.
Okay.
Chicken and sauce. Sounds delicious.
Chicken and sauce, yeah. Two things that go great together.
Sausage.
What happened?
Made chicken sausage, too.
Ooh, okay. Sounds good. All right, honey, I'm going to go try to do some entertaining radio for a half hour.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks, honey. Hey, fuck yourself. How about that?
Bye, sweetheart. Good talking
to
you.
All right, honey.
Bye, Kenny. You got to come over soon.
Yes, I'll see you.
I got to make you dinner.
I'll see you soon. Absolutely. I'm in.
Okay, cool. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Don't forget the toilet paper.
What, honey?
Fuck you!
There's like 18 rolls in the bathroom here if you need some. Just
no,
tell
I'm
Frank.
Just kidding. I'll just go get some.
Screw you guys!
All right.
So one of the songs that I was singing. I don't know if we've talked about this one, but I totally remember because it's one of my go-to ones. Am I popped up?
Yes, you are.
Okay, this is the song. The chorus is where I got to it. And it's a very, very interesting song.
But what about it? Or is there?
This is what I was singing on the Bluetooth.
Oh.
You know the tune.
Oh yeah, this is okay. That's what you started singing.
Yeah, but I was singing the chorus.
I don't understand why he did this, but we said something, and then I said, "Yeah, just boring story." And I said, "You're killing us." And you're like, "Oh, how about this?" And then you started singing the chorus.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just what popped into my head that I wanted to sing on Bluetooth.
Imagine this is what Kenny started singing. Go back a little bit. Go ahead. Go back a little bit more. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. A little bit more. Go ahead. You go back. There you go. And I'm telling him
you know what a
boring story.
Record.
And then I'm like, what do you want? And he starts singing. I couldn't have hung up on him any quicker. He didn't even get to the second part. He went, I hung right up on him. How long did you sing afterwards until you realized I hung up?
I probably finished the chorus.
You did finish the chorus?
Yeah. This is a great song because it's Shannon written about the passing of Carl Wilson's Irish setter.
Get out of here. Is that what it really
that's
is?
That's what it's. The song
Who's Carl's, Carl Wilson?
I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm going to go real quick to. Hold on.
Carl Wilson. Is he the guy that sings Kung Fu Fighting? That's Carl Douglas. Dude, that is such a great song.
I got to tell you one thing. Probably the reason why is I sang those two songs is because now at late night, they're selling the Soft Rock of the 70s Time Life collection.
Okay.
Where it's like 80,000 songs, and it's all of the Milquetoast Pussy 70 songs. You
right.
know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna do Shannon. Then I'm gonna pull up.
Like why? I don't care what anybody says. When I hear this coming out of the radio, does it give anything about Carl Wilson?
Hold on a second. Let me search. Carl Wilson looks like.
I don't know. Is it anything? Hey, well, you know what?
Rock and roll singer. Hold on a second. What was the name of the guy? Charlie Hurst?
I don't know.
Son of a bitch. Hold on a second.
You know what, everybody? While Kenny's doing this, there's nothing better than hearing this come out of your radio.
Oh,
it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Just Chris Farley fighting in fucking Black Sheep or that ninja movie that he was in.
Hollywood Ninja.
Was it Holly? No, was it Hollywood Ninja?
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja. I don't give a shit. It's just so. Everybody was kung fu fighting. It's fucking great.
It really is.
I just picture Chris Farley just kicking people's ass and looking like an idiot, but it's just awesome.
It's just a good tune.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be in every movie when there's any fight scene, if it's a comedy or not. It's just great. This black dude, Carl Douglas, and he's all dressed like Chinese in the picture. The fart. It's just great. I know you're bopping your head to it right now. Whether you're in your car, you're at your job, even if you're some fucking Dave Ingram black metal head, you're bopping your head right now. I know you are. Little bit frightening.
Oh, okay. I've got it here.
Okay.
And then right after this, I'm going to search the Time Life things, because it's really great songs. This is on it. Shannon is on it. like all these other...
I know. And they're completely irrelevant.
I heard my mama cry.
You don't need to go and buy these K-Tel fucking albums anymore.
I want to so bad. Because me and my friend Joe, the doctor, remember Papa Joe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We used to play... We have CDs of these songs. You know, all, of all this old obscure...
You can get all of it whenever you... Right on the computer.
Of course, of course. Shannon Gross moved on onto Life Song Records to make the next album. He produced the single Shannon, a song written about the death of Beach Boy Carl Wilson's Irish setter of the same name. The single went gold based in the U.S. alone and became a worldwide hit, reaching number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts
no
in 1976. In Canada, it reached number 1 in May of the same year. It peaked at number 32, but after the single success, Gross released the album Release, his second single, Springtime Mama. But the song was about the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson's Irish setter.
That's so weird. And Carl Wilson, that's one of the Beach Boys, you said, right?
Yes, yeah. And in the chat room, Brent just posted that Chris Farley.
No, that's not Farley. That's
no, Farley's
else.
Up here, and then
Farley's
he's
up
got,
there. Yeah. It's just great.
Yeah.
It's just nothing better, man. Because I'll listen to, you know, I always try to, like, check out some 70s tunes and stuff on my computer or my phone. It's just fantastic.
Well, I always said, when you start searching around and doing really digging into all kinds of shit, you find amazing stuff.
Oh yeah,
where you're like,
You know what's funny? Right underneath it, right where it's a description of the song on YouTube. You know, for Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. You know what it says?
What's it say?
Oh, I tell you,
No,
you heard me.
Yeah,
said this is one of the songs sung by Carl Douglas called Kung Fu Fighting. This is one of the songs. This is the only thing this guy ever had. They're making it like this is one of the like it's like he's McCartney. You know what I mean? This is one of McCartney's hits. This is all he's got. But it's just great.
Here's One Hit Wonders, a 70s music compilation. You want to try that one real quick?
You know what? What a douchebag this guy is. One top comment: George Kiriyama via Google 1 year ago. Music Time Machine, 1975. I could do away with the oriental riff and the use of Chinamen in the song Kung Fu Fighting. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. This is the bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. Why? Is it hateful? Is he saying all fucking Chinamen must die? Was it done in a fucking hateful way? No. Hey, George Kiriyama, suck a Chinese dick.
Kuriyama's Japanese.
Well, then what's his problem?
Ho, 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 ho!
Exactly.
If they were doing that, if it was like a chorus of like black people behind him, like a Baptist chorus.
Right.
And they
goofing.
Were like, and in the beginning was like, digga, digga, dick, ding, ding. And they started going, ho, 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 ho!
Yes, exactly.
Ho, ho, ho. I can see that.
I know.
He might be offended.
Exactly. Or if he did something like that. Or if he was just like, that's right, pal. Mm-hmm. Or
take the whole
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Shut up. Unbelievable.
Right.
It's fucking terrible. You want to? I would do away. Go fuck yourself. Unbelievable.
You want to hear part of this commercial to see if anything sparks our interest?
Which commercial?
Well, I've got the commercial, and then I've got 70s one hit wonders. You want to just play a little bit of that? See what we got, real quick.
How about this? How about that there, Chinaman? Is that offensive too? Fuck off. That was Cookie Monster eating a cookie.
I'm already popped up.
70s yeah. One-hit wonders? Go ahead. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do
it's
it.
It's 10 minutes long, but let's see if we got it.
Have a drink, have a drink. I hear this shit all the time because of the 70s channel.
Cry.
Oh. The night Chicago died. I don't know the rest of the words in the song. I'm the grand. Now that's not the Beach Boys, though. That's another band, right? September. I think the 70s put out the best pop music.
That's a good tune right there.
I've heard that.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a good tune. Someday.
Looks like the turn it tilted a little bit more to me. It looks like the Jacksons, someday. But it's not.
It's a black guy with an afro from 1970s.
I don't. Do you know that?
I don't know this one.
I don't think I know this song. Hold on. Somebody farted. Oh, I've heard this. Ah, Vicky Lawrence.
Yeah, yeah.
The night the somebody something happened. In my hand.
Yeah, Vicky Lawrence.
Fucking from Mama's House.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even consider Carbonet that show ever existed. I hated Mama. Yeah. I hated that character. Oh, Bananarama.
Redone. Yeah, redone in the 80s.
I'm your penis. I'm the fire in
that?
Your vagina.
Who did you that? Never the did Bengals?
No, Bananarama.
Was it Bananarama? Yeah. That's going stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. Wow, she's pretty smoking.
Lonely girl.
That's a black dude that sings that
lonely
song?
Lonely girl.
Dude, he's got a terrible mustache and he's got the cross eyes.
Wow, he's a poor man's Anthony Anderson.
Oh, is this the Animals?
No, this is different.
House of the Rising Sun?
No, this is a remake.
This is probably the original. I can't listen to this song. No. It reminds me of Casino at the end. It freaks me out. I don't think it says who it is, though.
Yeah, no, you know what? Unless they only had... No, the Animals had more than one song. This is in the 70s. This is from the 70s, so they redid it. The original was...
Mountain.
That's a good tune.
Nah,
that's
a great song.
Yeah.
What a great guitar riff. Leslie O'Neill, I think it is. Leslie
good
West.
Tune.
This is a Jew, like Rush Nussbaum, I think
his
name is.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like
he's talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. And the die.
I love this tune. This is another tune. That gin.
Our vehicle. Ides of March.
Love you.
Love you.
Need you.
This sounds just like Chicago, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep.
And heaven, same you know.
They all had the horn section. You know, a lot of them had...
Sounds just like Chicago. This is a great song. Mystery ship.
We got 6 minutes. We're playing this whole thing.
Okay, why not? Yeah. Who cares? They forgot who that... I don't know who that is.
I know the song.
And they're all like videos.
Wasn't a lot of 70s shit nautical?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like sailing and nautical? There was, for some reason. Also, the other side was Over the Road Truckers. Convoy, smoking a bit, like that kind of, you know. I got seven women on my... my load. I got something about that. And it was,
well, they couldn't talk about fucking going online and banging a fat girl from Facebook.
But in the 70s. That was a one-hit wonder?
Fog Hat. Is that Fog Hat?
No.
No, this is Free. Free. It's the night when the lights went out to Georgia. Same song.
Yeah.
Take that fucking paint bucket off your head, you whore. What the hell is that? I don't know this song. Hand of the hooker that gives you a hand job.
This has been redone over and over again.
Who's that? Pat Boone? Or is that Pat Sajak?
Ed Harris.
Oh,
I noticed, dude.
You do. I hear this in the 70s all the time. Na, 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 na. This is a great song because you can sing the words because they go na 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 na. I hate this song. Argent?
And, yeah.
Song stinks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Song stinks. Hate it. Yeah, hold your head up. What are you, drowning, fuckface? Song stinks.
This is where they play the opening credits to the Whitney Houston biography. Or it's the first thing that the medic said to Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, it's also the Leon Klinghoffer tune. Oh, what's this here? I don't think I've ever heard
this one yet.
Really? It's fucking Venus Flytrap from WKRP, and then a black dude and a white girl back up singing. I don't think I've ever heard this. I don't like this song.
Reminds me of Corey Haiman.
Now this reminds you of that money, 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 money. No, which
this,
I don't like
this
either.
One was in a movie with Corey Haiman, Corey Feldman.
Ace. This reminds me of going down the shore in the back of my parents'
car. Yes.
This was all over
CBS,
AM radio.
CBS. FM.
No, it was 66 NBC. They were
NBC,
playing.
Yes. It was it was AM.
She looks pretty hot too. Who is this broad?
I'm not Lisa. My name is Julie.
And if you don't touch me, I'm not gonna fuck your coolie.
And I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun.
What is this? Creep through your window pane. It says I think I heard this song.
Yeah.
John Sebastian. Yeah. You dig it out. Welcome back. Same old place that we laughed about.
I'm easy.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be. Because I'm easy.
He's
is that Johnny Carson going like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
No.
Look at that. Hold on a second. I'm just going to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Just going to back up a little bit. Look at the guy, right hand corner. Silver hair.
That's if Johnny Carson was dressed as George Washington.
Maybe he didn't have the white hair then.
I think I've heard this song.
But look at the look on his face.
Yeah, I'm easy.
Not that this is great radio. This guy right here. At 8:18.
Yeah, of course. He does look like Carson, actually.
And he's going, what the fuck is this?
Of course,
bullshit?
He's an 80-year-old guy, and the guy's talking about being easy and smoking pot and fucking girls. I don't know this one.
I don't know this one. How much you want to bet everyone listen?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to make love? This is Paul Newman in A Color of Money. What the hell is that?
That
this
is
guy
some...
does not look like a singer. He looks like he's doing karaoke.
It looks like Jeffrey Dahmer's mug composite mugshot.
I am. See, I never heard this song until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Never heard this song. I don't like this song.
No. How much? I'm guaranteeing you a bunch of these songs. Whoever's in the chat room, and when we play this on the podcast, they're gonna be fucking singing these songs.
Of course they are. This is easy radio.
Yeah.
This is because I'm done doing this today. Oh, pop music. This is M. Talk about WAP music. Talk about WAP music. Guinea, guinea, do WAP. WAP, WAP, to WAP. How you doing? We're going to go over here and play some songs for you. All right.
All right, that's
TheGreat70s.com. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah,
but that
just
was yeah, that's easy shit, man. But a lot of those, you know what I'm saying? Like the goofy pop tunes in the 70s, I think were better than any goofy pop tunes in any of the other decades since. You know what I mean? Like, you remember that song with the girl talking about her boyfriend and then, oh, daddy, Joey loves me and we're pregnant and then the father kills
him. Yeah.
Joey, no, daddy, don't. Good. I'm gonna go get him, and it's like, "Daddy, don't go. He's gonna get married." You remember that song?
Yeah.
It's a goof. It's terrible, but it's good. It's terribly good. It's weird.
I posted. I don't know, two months ago. I don't even know if I mentioned it, but I posted it on YouTube. A friend of mine I went to high school. It was Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Probably maybe a couple years ago. Doing "What Did I Want? You Want It, I Want." Honey.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Have you seen the new version? He goes up on. She's doing Olivia Newton-John's doing a concert. John Travolta comes out and redoes it.
Oh, live?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it live.
But you'll be impressed, though, how good it was.
Really?
Yeah. If you like that song, you'd be impressed.
You think I'd be really impressed?
You won't be really impressed, but you'd be impressed. That's one of my favorite clips in the last 6 years.
I'm doing it with the YouTube. I didn't even get a chance to record it this week. I've been so busy. You gonna get this real quick? Yeah, why not?
Just take a quick look.
Yeah, in the last half hour. This is called mailing it in, kids. All right, if you don't know, and if you want to listen to the show that I'm on every night from 9 to 12 after this. Go to RevBobLevy.com and you can get all the links. We're on 9 to 12. Me, Bob Levy. It's ears wide open.
Ears wide
open. All right. What do we got?
Just remember, everybody, Joe's working out his schedule. So if he's a little cranky or a little tired.
Yeah.
But it's always good to see him with some.
It is. I'm glad. And you noticed. You're my pal. And you noticed that I shaved my face.
Shaved the thing and the whole thing. And it's good. I'm behind you 1,000%, pal. You got to do it. I don't care. I don't care what you say.
All right. You got it here?
Yeah. This is live.
She looks good.
No, she looks great. And as John Travolta comes out, just YouTube Olivia Newton-John.
How long ago was this?
It's got 10 million views. 2009.
No shit.
Turn it up.
You don't have any more volume on there?
No, that's it.
She looks good.
Yeah. She's got no tits left, but that's probably a wig. She's got stage 4 everything, from what I understand. But at least she's still doing it. At the end, they do the whole
right, yep.
Kick thing.
He looks thin there, man. Yeah. He looks good.
Voice is good too.
No, he can't kill him for that, man. He's been so huge for so long that we forgot that he was that skinny kid on that show killing it.
You know what here's the thing, and this goes out to our good pal David Ingram and Donovan, our good pals. I want to know exactly, because they're unpredictable.
yeah.
of what they like.
Okay.
I want to know if this makes them want to slit their throat or if they'd love it. Okay? Because they love, there's all kinds of music they love.
Yeah.
Princess, Dave Ingram's little dog.
Yep.
Fucking the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's got all over the place. Likes the Clash, doesn't hates the Beatles.
Oh, nom, nom,
I would love to know if he loves that. If he's a fan of that, or if that wants to make him, if it makes him puke. That's what I want to know.
That's not bad, man. That's funny. Jesus.
30 Year of Grease reunion. Lady Trucker.
She did okay, man. Hey, Lady Trucker, how are you? Wow, man. She did okay.
No,
man.
They did fine.
Yeah, and she sounded good.
She doesn't have her own legs anymore. No tits. She's half made of plastic.
She has stage 4 everything. She
really does.
That is so atrocious, man.
There's always a story with something else falling off her.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. If you guys want to listen to more of me, like, why would you? Go to RevBobLevy.com right now or any night at 9 o'clock, and you can listen to me on Ears Wide Open.
And
or
if not, the show's 9 to 12.
9 to 12 every night.
You can also check out the Daytime Divas coming up next.
Or if you just want to stay on More Like Radio, or go to MoreLikeRadio.com and check out Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty. And what else? Like our Facebook page. Go on Facebook and put Conti and Kenny and click on like. Our Twitter accounts. Can you follow us, please? But we're getting some Twitter followers. It's at CNK Show. That's our Twitter. Then mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And Brent, our producer, savior, pal, is at White Ass Brent. He's great. Just follow him. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, both of them, the shorts and the regular show. And then, of course, get the TuneIn app, because you can listen to this show, any show on More Like Radio, and Ears Wide Open with me, Bob Levy, and Stacey Preshman. Thank
he
you, everybody.
Really,
in the
he
chat.
Really does say the name he's, different he's, every time.
Her name is Stacey Preshman. He calls her Preshman.
Preshman.
He's a fucking moron. It's hilarious. Thank you, everybody in the chat. I appreciate it. And don't forget to listen to some a couple other friends of ours, Metal Breakfast Radio. Subscribe to their podcast. Great guys.
I want to know what he thinks.
I want to know what Dave. Donovan, I don't know if he listens to the show. I have a feeling he doesn't. I just have that feeling. It's just a weird feeling. He doesn't seem like a guy that gives a shit about anything. He really does. Donovan just seems like a dude that is like, I don't care about anything.
Sure. I can understand.
Which is fine. Yeah. You know, I don't like them, and they have a good show. Unlearned.tv, my pal Rich Woods and Cigars and Scotch Tony, and H Cup Jane.
Tony was in here before, but their show's on tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're every night, every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
Once our computer took a shitty build.
Yeah. Oh, and then the I Don't Know Joe show, Joe Fernandez, subscribe to that podcast. And then my friend Benny Michaels has a great show called Pod Cheese. But what else is going on, man?
That's it. That's it, brother. You go get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Not that you're all tired. You're just all worn out. But you know what?
Stacey was tired today.
Yeah. When is she not whining and complaining?
No. I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, it's fucking annoying, but I mean, what are you going to do? It really is. Dude, it's 100 miles to his house.
Is it 100?
100 miles.
It's a, oh my Lord.
I drive 100 miles to his house.
If I could drive 100 miles and get rid of this comic Jew lady out of my seat.
If I could hit the lottery, I wouldn't have to drive 100 miles. I don't know why I sound Irish there. So
don't worry. Well, there's good things working, pal. You're doing good.
Yeah, but the moment, the day that Stacey can't like make a show,
I'm
the guy. Yeah. I want you to come down and have fun, man.
Even if you wanted me to Skype. Oh no, he can't do it. You said I'll come down. I'm free. We got a little time left.
Yep, be great.
We got a little time. Yeah, I'm good.
So, all right,
it's a good show, man.
Yeah, you actually listen to it.
I listen to it all the time because it's on late.
Oh yeah, that's
right. When I was in a hotel room, that's why I haven't been on Daytime Divas in a while, because I would finish a show and I'd be in a hotel room, and I have the Skype up.
Right,
from here, our show ends. I get to drive all the way down home. Then I get there, I gotta eat, you know, get something to eat and whatnot. Gotcha. By the time they're almost done, so I haven't been able to go on their show.
Oh, and a quick announcement: get ready for this backseat barbecue. No one died this week in the backseat barbecue, which is rare. Medium rare.
And this is not a number from the start of our contest, but from the year our contest started.
January 1st, about
June 1st,
yeah.
But this year already 19.
Yep.
But ours is from June 1st until Labor Day.
Yep. So follow it. Go to ContiKenny.com and you can see what we're talking about. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's backseat barbecue.
Raising awareness.
And we've been doing this for years. And now this year,
now
it's a hot topic.
Now
it's a buzzword.
We didn't even fucking talk about the Ruskies with the plane.
No, we didn't.
Getting a plane shot down.
All right. All right, everybody. It's 9 o'clock. We got to get out of here. The daytime divas are coming on.
Watch your children before you get a pedicure.
All right. Well, you know what? For anybody that's listening on Conti and Kenny, you can listen to the rest of this, of the ending. Okay? See you guys later. Take care. We love
you. See you next week.
Take care.
See you next week.